Shimon Eimer, but Shimon says, Kol Zaman she tevask subasa, Kol Zaman, all the time, any time that the wife is now asking for a ksuba, the case is that the husband died, so now the wife has the right to collect the ksuba. So lochur is ha yorshin mashbi noisa. Since she's collecting the ksuba from the yorshim, so the yorshim have a right to make her swear first that she did not receive any money for the ksuba when the husband was still alive. Let's say though she's not asking for a ksuba, she's not going to collect the money from for a ksuba, then the lochur is ain't ha yorshim mashbi noisa. The Yoshim have no right to make us swear. And the Chura then, what's the question? What type of Shavua is there altogether? So Gemara will talk about what type of a Shavua. Here's some about Shavua's apotropis. That she's an apotropis, she's taking care of their affairs, of the money, so that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Yoshim can't make us swear. They could only make us swear if she wants to collect money for the Ksuba from them. But if she's taking care of their property, then they cannot make us swear. So Gemara says like this. Sava Rami Bachama Lameima. Rami Bachama first thought to say that Shvua Diraisa, that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about a Shvua Midiraisa. What's the case? The Katoyin Mosayim. That Poshid, the husband is saying, I paid you up. I paid you up $1,000. That's the ratio, the first, that's Pagemus Ksubasa, the Mishnah says. That true, the Shias Ksuba saying that Ksuba was worth $1,000. Now the husband is saying, I paid you up already $1,000. And the wife agrees that you paid her only 100. She's only asking for 9,000. So Chur, the Gemara says, Chur, that's like a moid of a mixas. To kotoyin mosayim, for kamoid lebema b'meya. It's like a case where somebody asks for 200, and the other person answers back, I agree that I owe you 100. But the other 100 I don't agree to. That's called a moid of a mixas. So heavenly hoidoy is a mixas ataina. The Chur here also, she's agreeing to half a part of his taina. The husband's taina is, I paid you up the whole ksuba already. And she says, no, you only paid me up 100, that's all. So Chur, she's being moida to mixas ataina. And the klal is, v'chol ha-moida v'mixas ataina yishava. That's a dindi raisa, that's moida v'mixas. Whenever somebody agrees to half of your taina, that shows that you're really saying the truth. So there should be a Shavua Midiraisa. That's what Rami Bachama wanted to say. That our Mishnah says by a Pagemus Tsubasa, that before she collects the rest of the $900, she has to swear first. That's a Shavua Midiraisa. And this thing more says no. Oh my Rabbi says back, you should know, Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. I have two questions on you. Tshuvas looks like a question. There are two things why you can't say what you're saying. Chodah, one reason is, whenever you make a shavua, when you swear, midiraisa, the pshat is always you're swearing and freeing yourself, that you don't have to pay. A moedim mixas means that I say you owe me 200, and you agree that you only owe me 100. So you have to swear now that you don't owe me the other $100. So you're always swearing and freeing yourself. Fihi, but in our mission here, the case is, Nishbas for Natalis. Here the case is she is swearing that the husband still owes her $900 for the ksuba and she's collecting it. So that's not Midiraisa. Midiraisa is always a Shvuas Apturim, but not a Shvuas HaMaitlin. To swear and to take, that's not Midiraisa. Secondly, Biyoid, Midiraisa, the klal is Ein Nishboyim Akfira Shiba Kakois. Anytime the locha what you're collecting from could be collected from karka, there's a shibud on karka, then the loch is midiraisa, you don't have to swear on it. Here also, the isha, when she goes to collect the ksuba, we know the karka, the property of the husband, is meshubah to the ksuba. So she has a right to collect from the karka. Whenever you have a right to get payment by karka, the loch is there's no shavua. Therefore, here in the Mishnah, pagemis ksubasa cannot be midiraisa. And that's the lima we learn on the Gemara in Shavuos, the Gemara Azov. We learn out that you don't swear on Shibat Kakois. So therefore, Elo Amar Rav, therefore Rav says like this, that that's what our Mishnah says, by a Pagemus Ksubosa you have to swear. So Rav says, Avadir, it's only Midirabonin. It's only Midirabonin that she has to swear. Why? Because the Pora Dayik, the Svarish usually, the person that paid up, he's Medayik, he's very carefully, he knows that he paid up. Like here the case is, the husband tells his wife, after he gave her a get, you want your ksuba now? I paid it up to you already. A while ago, I gave you the ksuba. She says, no, you'd only paid me 100, that's all. She still wants 900. So the svara why she has to swear is because te pora dayik. It's the husband that says he paid off. The person that pays up is medayik, is always careful to know exactly what he's doing. But the nifra, the one that wants to collect, loydayik, they're not so medayik so much. So therefore we're afraid maybe the isha made a mistake, maybe really she did collect all the money for the ksuba. So therefore, with the Rabbanim, we make her swear, v'roma Rabbanim shu'ala ki'echa d'teidek. The Rabbanim want her to check out carefully. So therefore, we make her swear with the Rabbanim before she collects the rest of her $900. We have a question like this. Pagemes ksubasa b'edim mahu. What's going to be a case of a pagemes ksubasa b'edim means where the husband already paid up his wife a little bit. In other words, the husband paid her up $100 in front of Adam. And here the case is that the ksuba is $1,000. So she is still asking for $900. And the husband says, no, I paid you up the complete $1,000. But he has Adam, though, that he paid her up $100. So pagem is ksubasa b'edim out. It means, if you want to tell me, the para b'edim have a para law. The who wants slur is to say the husband did not pay her up more than this $100. Like he did not pay her up the rest. Because since the first $100 he paid her in front of Adam, if it's true that he paid her up more, he also would have paid her in front of Adam. So how come the husband doesn't have Adam and he paid her up more? So that should be a svara that the husband has not believed, that she would not have to swear. We say she only received $100 and not more. I do maybe know, maybe it's Rumi Yisramile. That the husband first paid the $100 in front of to Adim, it's not the pshat the husband only pays in front of Adim. It just happened to be that at that day, at that time, when he paid up his wife $100, she needed some money that day. She says, okay, I'll give you an extra $100, and we'll take it off from Miksuba. And it just happened to be there were Adim around that day. So therefore he paid in front of Adim. But he's not a person that's makbid that always has to pay in front of Adim. Therefore, maybe we have a suffix, the husband's telling the truth. That the husband now tells us, I paid you up the complete $1,000. I paid you up $900 later. So therefore we have a doubt. Maybe the husband is true. He's telling the truth. That's why she should still have to swear before she collects the rest of the $900. That's the shayla. Do we make her swear in this case or not? Toshima coming here. It says a klal, kol ha-nishboyim shabat Torah. Anytime you have to swear, midi rice, so the klal is nishboyim v'loy mishalmim. That's called your swearing frees you. It's part of you. You swear, and therefore you're pot, you don't have to pay. But v'yelu, these are cases the Mishnah says in Shavuot, and midrabonin, nishboyim v'noitzen. These are cases that you swear, and since you swear, you collect money. Ha-sochir, sochir Rashi says, omoloi ten li schori, a workman that worked for the boss, and at the end of the day, he tells the boss, pay me my wages, I work for you today. V'oimen asati, and the boss says, I paid you already. So the Rabbanan is like Tekono, that the worker has a right to swear he did not receive his pay yet, and he collects. Via Nigzal, in a case where we saw the way somebody went into somebody's house and stole from him, and we don't know what he stole. So the Gazlan, the Nigzal says, this is what you stole this morning, give it back to me. And the Gazlan says, no, nothing doing, I didn't steal this from you. So this is the case of the Nigzal, the one that was stolen from, swears that thing that you have is what you stole from me, and he collects it. V'yanechba. Another case also that we see where somebody got hit, and he's kaifer. Guy goes into his house. He's okay, and he comes out all beaten up. So we make him. So we don't know who did it. And the person in the house says, I didn't hit him. So in this case, we let the person that was beaten up swear that he hit me, and he has a right to collect money. These are cases with the Rabbanim, we let these people swear and they collect the money. Who are then the Sheknek the Choshen al Ashur? In a case where somebody is supposed to swear, let's say in Moedim Miksas, but we find out that he is a person that's not trustworthy, we can't believe him. So then with the Rabbanim, we let the other person, the person that wants to collect the money, he has a right to swear and collect the money. Even though usually it's the opposite way, the person swears and frees himself. But if that person is a choshev, we're afraid he's a liar, we can't let him swear, then with the Rabbanim will let the other person swear and collect the money. It's also a famous case that where a person told somebody, pay up my workers. A big boss told somebody, pay up my workers. And what happened was, the person says, I paid your workers, pay me up. And the workers come back and says, we never got paid. So what happens here? So the Rabbanan, both of them have a right to come and swear and collect the money. The in-between man has a right to come and swear that he paid up the workers and he gets paid back money from the boss. And the workers also come and swear that they did not receive any money yet and they also get paid from the boss. The boss has to pay them both. Who had in the poigim shtar means in a case where you were paid up a little bit of the shtar, because like pegemis ksubasa, it's the case where the shtar or the ksuba says you owe $1,000, and they both agree that they got paid up already 100, and you want to collect the rest of the $900, so you have to swear. So it says a loshni of a poigim shtar shloi biedim. When you were paid up a little bit, it was not in front of edim. So the diik is shloi biedim in. If it was paid up not in front of Edim, then you have to swear before you collect the rest of the money. But mashma b'Edim, if this little money that you were paid up was paid up in front of Edim, and all you have, all the Edim are that you were paid up this little bit, then lay, then when you want to collect the rest of the money, mashma, you don't have to swear anymore. So it's a right tower shaila that if the husband paid up his wife $100 of the ksuba in front of Edim, and the rest that he paid up was not in front of Edim, we did not leave the husband, that then she would not have to swear to collect more money. Zumara says, no, I'll tell you. Right. Zumara says, I'll tell you, loy mi boy kamer. Here it's different. When it says over here, va'poigim shtor shloi b'edim, that you have to swear even shloi b'edim, it doesn't only mean shloi b'edim. It means even shloi b'edim. Loy mi boy kamer, even this. Loy mi boy, not only b'edim. That where the $100 was paid up in front of Edim. That's for sure that the person has to swear to collect more. But if let's say the 100 was paid up not in front of Edim, I would have thought then, if let's say the husband does not have any proof at all that he paid up even $100. So really the wife, if she wanted to, she could have said, I didn't collect a penny yet. And then she would have a right to collect a whole $1,000. So now that she says, no, I agree that I got paid 100. So in such a case, if there's no Edim that she got paid 100, so I would have thought she's like a Meshav Aveda. She's like doing him a big favor. She's like returning the Aveda by admitting that she received 100. So we see she's not lying. Because if she wanted a lie, she could have said a better lie. She should have said, I didn't receive a penny. So therefore I would think, shouldn't she tell him the truth? Maybe she should collect without swearing. Kamash Mullah, no, that even in this case, even though there are no Edim that she was paid off the 100, and she agrees that she received the 100, now when she wants to collect the rest of the $900, that's a Din Midrabbonin, that she does have to swear. Takopon, we don't have any proof to our first Shaila. There's no proof to the first Shaila. We're in a case where the husband pays up in front of Edim, maybe she still has to swear. We don't have a proof for that Shaila. Iboilu, we have a new question like this. Let's say the husband pays his wife a little bit at a time. When they're married, he paid a half a pruta here, a half a pruta here, a half a pruta here. Pochus mesheva pruta. But at the end, it comes out when he finally gives his wife a get, he says, what did I pay you up altogether? She says, you know what? You've only paid me up two prutas. And these two prutas you paid me up, I know. She says exactly, you paid me up in 25 payments. That's what she says. Now the question is, when she wants to collect the rest of the money, does she have to swear or not? What's the svara? Mi Armina, do we say? Kivon de kodaika kulihai, since we see that she's very careful. She knows what she's talking about. Like she tells us exactly how she collected these few dollars when they were still married. She says, he gave it to me, pachas pachas mishav prutim, it's very small payments. So we see, she knows what she's talking about. It's kushta kamra. So that should be a proof that she's telling the truth, and therefore she should not have to swear before she collects. Oy dilma, maybe, irume kamarma. Maybe no, still she's playing a game on us. Like, really, she doesn't know so much. She's not medayik so much. Her else just tamen happened to be this way, that she happens to know this much. But it could be still, she's not for sure. We don't know if she's telling the truth that she wasn't paid up the rest of the money. Maybe really she was paid up the rest of the money. Therefore, we still make her swear. So Mara says, Teiku, we have a suffix if she has to swear in this case or not. Iboilu, we have another question. What about Poicheses Ksubos Samaho? Let's say they say the value of the Ksub is worth less. So does she have to swear or not? So Rashi says, Pecheses means, Hoysa Ksuba Elevzuz. It was written in the Ksuba, the shtar she has is that the husband knows her $1,000. Kosi Bishtar. Vuoyme, the husband says, is Kabal Tekula. I already paid you up already. When we were still married, I paid you up to $1,000 already. I don't know your penny. Vuoymeri, she says, no. Loyes Kabal Tekulum. You did not pay me a penny yet. I didn't receive any payment. Avol, she says, but, Moidani Shlaihisnes Imilik Subasi Elamana. I agree though that the first Suba, I only agreed to receive $100. Because even though it's written $1,000 in the Ksuba, I'll admit to you, I agree that really the Ksuba should only be $100. So in such a case, when she wants to collect $100, does she have to swear or not? What's the Shaila? Miyamina, do we say, Hainu Pagemis? Of course, the same thing as a Pagemis. That the husband says he paid her up everything, and she says, no, you didn't pay me up yet, you want to collect, and she's collecting less than $1,000, so maybe she has to swear first. I do, maybe, pagemes. Why does she have to swear by a pagemes? Because moide b'miksas. Because she agrees to half of the husband's complaint. The husband is saying, I paid you up completely. She's agreeing, you paid me up a little bit, just not completely. So since she's agreeing to a little bit of the husband's taina, that's why there she has to swear. But her, in this case, like kamoide b'miksas, over here she's saying, no, you did not pay me a penny yet. She's not moide, she doesn't agree at all to the husband's complaint. She's only saying that even though the shtar here says $1,000, I agree to you though that really it should have only been $100. But the actual hundred, the actual ksuba that the husband owns the wife, here she's saying, you did not pay me up a penny yet. So maybe here it's better, she would not have to swear. Toshima, come and bring your proof. Poicheches, tifrash loy b'shvu. It says clearly, in a case where the ksuba is worth less than what it says, she could collect it without swearing. Kate said, what's the case? The ksuba itself was written for $1,000. The Yom Allah, and the husband says to his wife, no, after he gave her get, his kabal to ksuba secha. He says, no, I already paid you up all the money already. V'yomeri, she says, no, nothing doing. Lo yiskabalt, I didn't collect a penny from you yet. But you should know, v'yenu elamona. I agree to you, though, that the ksuba really should only be $100. The locher is nifrash le'bishvua. In this case, she has a right to collect without swearing first. There's pagemis in our mishnah because there's a moedim niksas. Here there's no moedim niksas. She doesn't have to swear. Fred Gemara, but my gviya, what right, though, does she have to collect? The husband is saying, I paid you up already. So what right does she have to collect the money? Because she has a ksuba. For the Gemara, Bahai Shtara, you want to say she collect with the shtar that she's holding in her hand, Hai Shtara Chaspa Biyamu. The shtar is a piece of junk. It's nothing. It's a chaspa. It's a broken kli. In other words, in the shtar it says $1,000. But really, she's agreeing, nothing doing. There was never a shtar written for $1,000. In other words, she's saying that this shtar was forged. It's a forged shtar. $1,000 is not the shtar that we made up. So she's asking for $100. But for the $100, she has no proof. She has no shtar. So how could she collect the money at all? On my rova, the rabbi, the yameres, amona hoisali beni lebenoi. No, that she says this shtar was written and signed truthfully. In other words, even though when the shtar was written, $1,000 made them signed on it, she's not saying that was forged. She's still saying avada that shtar was written, the kashrus, and it was a good shtar. Just that we made up between me and you. The wife is telling us now that we made up between the wife and the husband that when she ever does come to collect the ksuba, the husband trusted her that she'll only collect $100. But really the shtar is a good shtar. So therefore her right to collect the money now is because she has a shtar. Even though if you look at the shtar itself, she has the right to collect $1,000. But she's just now being a tzaddikah. She's being made to tell us the truth that we made up between ourselves that I'll only come to collect $100. So therefore, she has a right to collect $100 and without swearing first. Then another case, the Mishnah says that she has to swear before she collects is of an Eidechot. Eidechot midi shipruah. If the husband again says, I paid you up your ksuba, and she says, nothing doing, I didn't receive a penny yet. But the husband has an Eidechot that he paid her up, so the Mishnah says she has to swear now before she collects. So Mura says again, Sava Romi Bachom Alameimer. He thought to say that Shvua Diraisa. She has to swear now a Shvua Midiraisa. And it's a more Chomadik a Shvua with Nikita's Chayfet. She has to swear some more Chomadik a Shvua if it's Midiraisa. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yokum Eidechot Vishnachol Lov and Mechol Chattis. So we darshan, and neidechod is lecholofen lecholchatus to the enikom. And neidechod can't come to give a punishment. Or to be mechayv to bring korban chatus. If a neidechod says you owe money, you have to swear midiraisa against the neidechod. A neidechod can't make you pay, but midiraisa you're going to have to swear now against the neidechod. The Yom Amar, we learned that kolmokem sheshnayim mechayov enoisim omen. Anytime if you have two edim, you have to pay money, echod mechayv shvua. If there's only one neidechod there saying the statement, then you have to swear against him. Here also, since there's a neidechod saying that she was paid up, if she wants to collect the ksuba, she has to swear mid the eraisa with Nikita's chayfetz that she didn't receive any money yet. That's what he wanted to say. Rami Machoma. On this, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ashtay Tshuvas Bedavar." I have two questions on you. Chod, the one question is again that the chol anishvoyim shabatorin anishvoyim bloim mishalmin mid the eraisa shvu is always to free yourself, not to have to pay. V'inishpas from the tellus, and here she is swearing to collect money, so that can't be a shvu mid the eraisa. Secondly, we know for ksuba she has the right to collect from the karka of the husband. The karka is mishubat for ksuba. So since it's called the kfiras, shubat kakois, midiraisa, the apsukin, we don't have to swear if it's negayat the karka. So here that she has to swear can't be midiraisa. Elam a rova, therefore rova says the pshat is midirabonin. She only has to swear midirabonin. And the reason is tam, because elhof is died to shabal. To satisfy the husband. Like here, it's an argument. The husband says, I paid you up the ksuba already. She's saying, I'm nothing doing, I didn't receive it yet. So to calm him down, with the Rabbanim, we say she has to swear. Amar Rav Papa, Papa said,